Our text today is found in Esther chapter 2, beginning at verse 1 and 2, and then we'll skip down to verse 8. Listen, if you will. After these things, when the wrath of the king Ahasuerus was appeased, he remembered Vashti, and what she had done, and what was decreed against her. Then said the king's servants that ministered unto him, Let there be fair young virgins sought for the king, and let the king appoint officers in all the provinces of his kingdom, that they may gather together all the fair young virgins unto Shushan the palace, to the house of the women, under the custody of Hegai, the king's chamberlain, keeper of the women, let their things for purification be given them. And let the maiden which pleased the king be queen instead of Vashti. And the thing pleased the Lord, and he did so. Now skip down to verse 8. And so it came to pass, when the king's commandment and his decree was heard, and when many maidens were gathered together unto Shushan the palace to the custody of Hegai, the king's chamberlain, that Esther was brought unto the king's house to the custody of Hegai, keeper of the women. And the maiden pleased him, and she obtained kindness of him, and he speedily gave her things for purification, with such things as belonged to her, and 7 maidens which were meet to be given her, out of the king's house. And he preferred her and her maids unto the best place of the house of the women. Esther had not showed her people, nor her kindred, for Mordecai had charged her that she should not show it. Our lesson today is the preservation of God's elect. As we study the Word of God, we need to find out very clearly that, listen carefully, is the preservation of God's elect. Every individual who ever gets saved is one of the elect of God. Salvation is the preservation of God's elect, because only the elect of God will respond to the gospel. Now, many rebel at this truth, but the fact remains, only those ordained to eternal life will believe. And Acts chapter 13 and verse 40 out bears this out very clearly. Then we find also, whosoever is preached, because only God knows who the elect are. And in our lesson today, we shall see this set forth. Our lesson falls into these categories. First of all, the direction of God's elective grace. And then secondly, we shall look also, if we have the time, the procedure of sanctification that's necessary. Now, as we look at the direction of God's elect, we want you to notice one thing. There's a proclamation which affects all. And that proclamation is even going on at this present hour. And what is it? The king intends to have a bride. And we find this in our text, Esther chapter 2 and verses 1 and 2. And we find very clearly the king was to have a bride. Secondly, we find also this honor was to be bestowed upon certain ones. Again, look at what it says in Esther chapter 2 and verse 4. And let the maiden which pleaseth the king be queen instead of Vashti. And the thing pleased the king, and he did so. Now, what in the world do you have here? All right, are you listening? Salvation is an honor bestowed upon the individual who deserves nothing but hell. And we need to understand that. The greatest thing that can happen to us, if it ever does, is for the Lord Jesus to stop by our heart's door and reach down and saves us. And we find here's the proclamation of the gospel that's going on at this present hour. It's set forth in the book of Esther. And we find the proclamation of God's elective grace is this. The king intends to have a bride. Secondly, this honor is bestowed upon certain ones. Now, I've had people tell me very clearly, Esther had no business being chosen by their being in the king's and the king's household, or so on and so forth. My friend, you don't understand the situation back there. That when in the king of the Medes and Persians spoke, his word was law. And I'll tell you right now, the same thing is true today. When the Lord God of heaven speaks, rest assured of one thing. His word is absolute. And what does that mean? We mean very clearly this. God means what he says, and he says what he means. And the proclamation which is going on around the world at this present hour is this. King Jesus intends to have a bride. This honor is bestowed upon certain ones. Then thirdly, the contingency lies upon the king's discretion. Now take your Bibles again, and we see it set forth in Esther chapter 2, and you look with me if you will, in verse 13 and 14. Then thus came every maiden unto the king. Whatsoever she desired was given her to go with her out of the house of the women unto the king's house. In the evening she went, And on the morrow she returned unto the second house of the women, to the custody of Shashbaz, the king's chamberlain, which kept the concubines. She came in unto the king no more, except the king delighted in her, and that she were called by name. Here we find very clearly the contingency lies upon the king. Are you listening? God doesn't have to save anyone, but God has chosen to save a certain number. He knows what that number is. He knows where they are and who they are, and he also knows very clearly how they're going to come. And we find when an individual is brought under conviction, we are made to understand, listen, beloved, that the Lord God of heaven is a sovereign God. He can save us or let us go. We're already condemned. And when he opens our understanding and shows us very clearly who we are and what we are and the judgment we're under, at the same time, he puts a desire in our soul to be saved, and we begin to cry unto the Lord God of heaven. Now, the same thing is set forth right here with regard to the king and Esther. The king had many, many maidens that come before him. But I want you to notice, only one satisfied him. And in verse 15 of Esther chapter 2, we read, when the turn of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter, was come to go in unto the king, she required nothing but what Haggai, the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the women, appointed. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked upon her. So Esther was taken unto the king Ahasuerus in his house royal in the 10th month, which is the month Tebeth, in the 7th year of his reign. And the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. Here you have the contingency. It lies upon the king's discretion. Esther had nothing to do with it, my friend. And are you listening? You and I have nothing to do with our salvation either, but to become the recipients of it. You and I, we can't believe except through grace. We can't repent except through grace. We can't hear except through grace. But isn't it wonderful when the Lord God of heaven stops by our heart's door, opens our understanding, makes us to realize that the Lord God of heaven is speaking to us, and then at the same time, he shows us who we are, what we are, the judgment we're under, so that there is placed also a cry in our soul. We begin to hunger and thirst after righteousness, and remember that that righteousness is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, who has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. But then I want you to notice the proclamation which affects all. The king intends to have a bride. This honor is bestowed upon certain ones. The contingency lies upon the king's discretion, and that's true today, setting forth very clearly that our Lord is a sovereign God, and that his salvation is sovereignly bestowed upon the individuals whom he has selected to come to know. And not only that, he even works repentance and faith in us so that we stand before him in that category. Then I want you to notice, the second thing about it was this. There was a picking out of the most unlikely, and Esther was one of them. Number one, she was carried into captivity because of the rebellion against the Lord God of heaven, and we see this is set forth in Esther chapter 2 and verse 6, who had been carried away from Jerusalem with the captivity which had been carried away with Jeconiah, king of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away. And he brought up Hadassah, that is Esther, his uncle's daughter, for she had neither father nor mother, and the maid was fair and beautiful, whom Mordecai, when her father and mother were dead, took her for his own daughter. Now it came to pass, when the king's command and his decree was heard, when many maidens were gathered together under Shushan the palace to the custody of Haggai, that Esther was brought also unto the king's house to the custody of Haggai, keeper of the women. And I want you to notice, Esther had nothing to do with this. And we pointed out very clearly some time ago that when God sets out to call the individual, he doesn't ask that individual, would you like to have me deal with you? No, sir. He singles out that individual and he picks them out according to his discretion. And we find when the Lord God of heaven does that, are you listening? He picks out the most unlikely. Now you say, preacher, what are you talking about? Well, Esther was a Jew carried into captivity because of the Jewish rebellion against the Lord God of heaven. Are you listening? Every individual today is a sinner held in captivity by Satan because of sin. And I'll tell you right now, every individual outside of the Lord Jesus Christ is under the curse of God's law. Because Galatians chapter 3 and verse 10 says, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. Let me stop right here. Do you know what I'm talking about? Have you ever stood before God under the curse of the law, hopeless and helpless and hapless, standing at the Lord's discretion? He could save you or let you go, and you were already condemned. If you don't know what I'm talking about, my friend, I'm afraid you have missed Holy Spirit conviction, because this is what God does in Holy Spirit conviction. As we mentioned before, the king picked out the most unlikely. Esther was carried into captivity because of the Jews' rebellion against the Lord God of heaven. Then we find also that Esther was an orphan without close relatives. Listen again, if you will. Esther chapter 2, we find here's the condition of Esther. In verse 5, now in Shushan the palace there was a certain Jew whose name was Mordecai, the son of Jair, the son of Shimei, the son of Kish, a Benjamin, who had been carried away from Jerusalem with the captivity which had been carried away by Jeconiah, king of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away. And he brought up Hadassah, that is Esther, his uncle's daughter, for she had neither father nor mother, and the maid was fair and beautiful, whom Mordecai, when her father and mother were dead, took her for his own daughter. Now what do we have here? Not only was Esther one of those that were carried into captivity, but then we find also the second thing about her was this. She was an orphan without close relatives. And are you listening, my friend? Every sinner without the Lord Jesus Christ is classified by the Lord God of heaven himself as an orphan. Now let me prove that. Turn in your Bibles, if you will, to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 16. And I want you to notice what it says. Listen, if you will, to the Word of God. The Word of God is very plain concerning it, because every individual is an orphan. In Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 1. Again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, cause Jerusalem to know her abominations, and say, thus saith the Lord God unto Jerusalem, thy birth and thy nativity is of the land of Canaan. Thy father was an Amorite, thy mother an Hittite. As for thy nativity, in the day that thou wast born, thy navel was not cupped, neither wast thou washed in water to supple thee. Thou wast not salted at all, nor swaddled at all. None I pity thee to do any of these unto thee, to have compassion upon thee. But thou wast cast out into the open field, to the loathing of thy person, in the day that thou wast born. And when I passed by thee, and saw thee polluted in thine own blood, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Now what do you have here? Here you have the sinner portrayed by the Lord God of heaven as an orphan, cast out into the world, unwanted, unable to do anything about it, and yet we find it was a God's time of love. Now hold your seat. Esther was in that category. She was an orphan without close relatives. And then coupled with it, we find also that Esther was of a race that was obnoxious to the rest of the empire. Now you say, where in the world do you find that? Well, take your Bibles and go back with me again to the book of Esther. As we study this, we'll see it set forth for our learning. And always remember one thing, the Bible interprets itself very clearly. In Esther, we find a race which is obnoxious. Esther chapter 2, verse 20. Esther had not showed her kindred, nor her people, as Mordecai had charged her, for Esther did the commandment of Mordecai, like when she was brought up with him. Now skip down, if you will, to Esther chapter 3, and we find that the Jews were obnoxious. In Esther chapter 3 and verse 8, we read these words, and Haman said unto the king Ahasuerus, there's a certain people scattered abroad, and dispersed among the people in all the provinces of thy kingdom. And their laws are diverse from all people, neither keep they the king's laws. Therefore it is not for the king's profit to suffer them. If it please the king, let it be written that they may be destroyed, and I will pay 10,000 talents of silver to the hands of those that have the charge of the business, to bring it unto the king's treasury. And the king took his ring from his hand and gave it unto Haman the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, the Jew's enemy. Now what do you have here? Here's again, Esther would be most unlikely to be made queen because of the fact that she was part of a race that was obnoxious. And we find, are you listening? People today hate the Jew, but always remember one thing, salvation is of the Jew, nobody else. Jesus Christ is a Jew. And if you know the Lord Jesus Christ, you have a Jew living within you. And therefore, no true believer can ever hate God's chosen people, the Jew. Esther was one of these. And notice what it says. We find that she was appointed. At the same time, she was part of a race that was obnoxious. And are you listening? You and I are also a part of a race that at one time was obnoxious. Now, where in the world do you find that? Take your Bibles again and turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 2, if you will, and listen to what the Word of God tells us. This is the condition of every individual outside of Christ at this hour, and this is the condition that you and I were in before the Lord God of heaven reached down and saved us. Chapter 2 and verse 11. Wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. My friend, that's what an individual is unless that person comes to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Now let me ask you a question. Do you know what I'm talking about? You see how wonderful it is for an individual to be a believer? Oh, I wish I had all the more time to speak to you about this, but my friend, we need to understand this very clearly, that when God sets out to save an individual, He picks up the most unlikely. And you and I were the most unlikely because we were Gentiles. Aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But then notice, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace. Here you have the glorious reality of what takes place when God sets out to save a sinner. My time is gone, and I'm only getting started in this portion of the Word of God. But I want to ask you a question. Has the Lord God of heaven ever stopped by your heart's door? Do you know what it means to be a lost sinner before the Lord? And has there ever come a desire in your heart to come to know Christ? And has God ever done what He did to Esther? Has He ever singled you up and placed you in the custody of Hegai, which is a picture of God, the Holy Spirit? And I'll tell you right now, without Holy Spirit conviction, there's no redemption. And my hope is that the Lord God of heaven is stirring your hearts if you don't know Him. And if you do know Him, I hope that you'll serve Him better than ever before. Until we meet again, this is Pastor North here of the Mercies of God saying goodbye. And oh, may the Lord spare you before it's too late. Thank you.